City officials say that New Yorkers use 5.2 billion plastic bags each year. They're offered free with nearly every supermarket, pharmacy, or convenience store purchase. Many people like them.
And that's how they package things these days.
They're easy to use, they're lightweight, they're easy to store.
I don't feel good about it, but I use it sometimes, you know, because it's convenient.
But what happens to those bags after they've been used is a huge environmental problem, says Lily Bellinger of NoImpactProject.org.
They're found on beaches, they're found clogging storm drains, they're caught in trees, they're swallowed by marine life. And once that happens, we actually eat the marine life. So what's bad for the planet is almost always also bad for us.
Plastic bags are made of petroleum products and natural gas and do not biodegrade. And Bellinger says they're difficult to recycle. So New York City spends nearly $10 million a year to send 100,000 tons of plastic bags to landfills out of state. Attorney Jenny Romer of PlasticBagLaws.org helps craft state and local legislation to either ban plastic bags or charge a fee for their use. She says nearly 150 American municipalities have already done so, to good effect.
Washington, D.C., a 5-cent charge on all single-use bags led to about a 60% reduction. And in Los Angeles County in California, a ban on plastic bags and 10-cent charge on paper bags led to a 95% reduction in single-use bag use overall.
Environmental activists and some New York City council members are proposing a law to charge 10 cents for all single-use plastic bags. That's government overreach, says Mark Daniels of the American Progressive Bag Alliance, an industry trade group. He spoke via Skype.
You know, it's your personal responsibility as well. If you shop at a convenience store and buy a pack of gum and a Coke, it does not necessarily need a plastic bag. You can refuse that.
Jenny Romer counters that people usually don't refuse a free convenience.
But with a 10-cent charge on bags, customers are much more likely to stop and think about whether they need a bag or not. And that's really all that these laws are doing.
Mark Daniels says most people reuse plastic bags at home, and limiting the use of American-made bags will cost jobs in the plastic bag manufacturing sector and in recycling centers. Environmental groups are racing to put an increasing number of plastic bag fee proposals on ballots and before city and state legislators as the federal government reports a dramatic rise in the number of plastic bags Americans use every year. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.